7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America, and 53 countries. It is today, Monday, June 25th, 2012, beautiful day here in the state of Minnesota, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake, the other guy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you've not gone there yet, please do. We're on top of what's going on, making news. And along with that, please kick the like button and stay in touch and be effective together. That's how it seems to work in this country, isn't it? When we unite and come together and make things work that way.
That's right.
Yeah. A lot stronger that way.
What good is it if we're not effective? We're not effective if we're not doing.
Yeah. And what good is talk without actions?
That's right.
Yeah. So, again, if you'd like to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, that's double E, Bradley Dean, on my Facebook, or follow me on Twitter, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show, that number's 1-877-807-9977. Love to have new callers. 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
And what's new today?
And, folks, this morning, actually, maybe you've already checked out GCNlive.com. Bradley's latest commentary is up there. Fantastic commentary, again, likening this administration to the way things used to be, and that's the message of the Sons of Liberty.
Well, actually, get paralleling back. Who's good, who's bad, the good and the bad.
And you can see the good and the bad by going to the original intent of our founders, of what God gave us through our Constitution, and seeing leadership then, and what leadership has debased itself to become now in this administration.
And what's interesting about it, as Obama's debased it, he gets to wear the crown, while George Washington, who didn't debase it, but actually...
That's right.
Brought it forth to what we were as an established nation, the light of the world, as we were rightly called, and we should rightly be called still today. But he's the one that had to bear the cross, so this corrupt administration can wear the crown.
Well, that's
and they have no business wearing the crown.
It reminds me of the parable when Christ's apostles came and they were scuffling about who's going to be the greatest. Yeah. And he said, whoever's the greatest is going to be the greatest servant.
That's right.
That's
least.
Leadership.
Yep.
So when you see people wearing crowns or when they're bearing crosses, leadership is signified through the cross. That's
well, the
leadership.
The real one is the one that is bearing the cross.
Yep.
The one that likes to wear the crown. Watch out, friends.
Yep. He always wants to wear the crown. Also, too, just a couple things. Recently, I don't know if we... folks have been following this, but the Catholic bishops have put out a new video, and you can find this at Sons of Liberty Media, which is right on our sonsoflibertyradio.com. They put out a video talking about freedom of religion, and they're taking it right to this administration, and what they're doing is they're telling their people to get out and vote. None of this excuse of, well, you know, separation of church and state, I can't talk about voting from my pulpit. They're literally producing videos now, and they're taking it head on. So praise God for the church waking up and doing what it's supposed to do, because
that's right.
The church is the reason that we're in the place that we are now, or I should say the lack of church. Also, too, just recently, and this is a little side note, but we were talking about it this morning about justice. When justice won't be served in the courts, a little boy with his who was watching his little brothers and sisters in his home, and an intruder came to the house and started pounding on the door, and of course he didn't answer it because he was younger, and he was looking after his brother and sister. Pretty soon the guy started trying to kick in the door. So this little boy brought his brother and sister into the bedrooms and grabbed his father's handgun. The man, the intruder, kicked open the door. The little boy shot the intruder.
Amen.
Justice done.
Amen.
And what would have happened...
What state was that, by the way?
Oh, boy.
That wasn't Florida, was it? Stand your ground.
I'm going to take a look.
All right.
It's on the Sons of Liberty Media. Boy, I should have looked at this. Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. So that was where that happened.
Good
but
for him. I remember when that happened in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Someone tried breaking in one of his bedroom windows. A little boy, I think he was 11 years old at the time.
Yeah.
Picked his 22 up, and he shot him.
Good.
Yeah. Everybody agreed with him. You had a couple whacks and
of course.
You know, a squeaky wheel, and then the media tries to get in and go for gun control.
Yeah.
I wonder how that's going to work out. But you know what? Those that are advocating gun control, ask them why they have guards.
That's right.
And why have they armed guards with them, protecting them from us bad, bad peasants.
Gun control, I mean,
is control.
Our criminal control.
Yeah.
That's what we need to be. So just a couple of these examples. Again, we're talking about Do Radio. This is what's happening in society. Light is justice. Yeah. We posted the story the other week about the dad whose daughter was being molested.
That's right. And a great point. Can I say this to that, though?
Mm-hmm.
Why this little boy had to do that in the first place? Why was that criminal so emboldened to kick that door in the first place?
Yep.
Because the justice system is failing, friends.
That's right.
That's why. And you are the justice system.
Mm-hmm.
And when the courts don't uphold the law, then you're going to have to.
That's right. You have a right. You're taught by nature, by natural law. Even outside of revealed law, natural law teaches... When an aggressor comes against you, you have the right to defend oneself. When we start buying this mentality, you don't have a right to defend your rights. The government's job is to do that.
That's European style.
That's
by the
exactly
way, in England, when they disarmed that nation, for those that didn't know, crime skyrocketed. First of all, when they disarmed that nation, there was an elderly lady that was beaten twice in her home. So what she decided to do, because she couldn't bear arms anymore, she couldn't protect herself anymore. So what she did is she put chicken wire around her house. The government came in, took her to court, and the judge told her, you need to remove that chicken wire lest you hurt one of the intruders. Now, that's what's going to come to America. This is European-style lawlessness is what it is.
Yeah.
But this is how the courts are judging. It's happening in Canada. Okay? But with that, folks, you need to keep in mind that you better deal with the situation now, because some of these judges that are sitting on the benches have no business being there in the first place.
They're psychotic, and what they ultimately will do, if allowed, they will destroy the liberties of the people and protect them.
That's what they destroy it by not magnifying the laws.
Yep.
That's
yep.
a good perspective.
Right.
But when we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that we were going to talk about Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have time to. We're going to get to it today. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. ToBeYoungAgain.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We have Bradley and Jake. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. And right before the break, we were talking about how the people are going to pick up justice where the justice system is failing. And we have to. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it until we hold them accountable and get them off the bench if they don't belong there.
Yep. That's part of the purpose of federal government, even seen in the Constitution, in the preamble.
Well, you see this in Arizona even today. I mean, Arizona had to go and sue deal with this administration that's suing them. Now, check that. Magnifying the laws that the federal government are supposed to magnify.
Yep.
Yet the federal government is suing the state. Well, what has to happen? Jan Brewer was right. She has to stand up and say, enough is enough.
That's right.
This is ridiculous.
And this shows the kind of the two steps forward thing. When you have Jan Brewer having to stand up, because it says in the Constitution that the government, the federal government's job is to ensure domestic tranquility. That's the reason we developed a constitution for our domestic tranquility. In other words, us domestically, our country. Now, when they fail to do that, when the federal government fails to do that, the state has to pick it up. And that's the same thing that happened, and that can be good on the front end, but we've got to get the federal. The real issue here isn't that Jan Brewer can protect her borders. The real issue is, why isn't the federal government not protecting the borders?
That's right. It was their job in the first
place
to do that.
So now if we get the right, so everybody's celebrating.
And for him, by the way, when Obama went after Arizona, what he was telling Jan Brewer is, stand down.
Right.
I'm sovereignty here. You are not. You don't have your own sovereignty anymore.
Then do something.
He was trying to say, I'm your daddy. And Jan Brewer saying, no, you ain't my daddy.
That's right.
That's exactly what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
And because of the 10th Amendment, so the states can step in. But the real issue here is that it reminds me of Florence Nightingale, even in, I think it was World War One or World
Jake,
War II.
You're really kind of getting out there.
No, but this is what happens. When the federal government or when the British government didn't do its job of taking care of the sick people, she had to step in and use her own resources. Then the federal government persecuted her for doing what they should have been doing.
That's right.
And that's what's happening in government right now.
Isn't it something how the American people are waiting on the Supreme Court to decide?
Yeah. I've got a lot
is
to say
that
about
that. Is that incredible?
That shows the ultimate tyranny. Because what happens is our government is supposed to be divided into three different branches of government. It's got a judiciary, it's got an executive branch, mostly to lead the military and make executive decisions for our country, mm-hmm. kind of like as the president
to protect
CEO.
The country.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it. And act defensively.
And the third?
And the third is your legislative branch, which is really an extension of who we are. And that was broken down into two branches, but federalism is taking a serious blow due to one of the amendments that says now the Senate is popularly elected, but that's a different topic.
Okay, no, but Thomas Jefferson said an elective despotism mm-hmm. was not the government that we fought for.
That's right.
Thomas Jefferson said that during the Revolution. Well, yeah. What is it? Now
what become. It turned into, that's right.
Yeah, right. Well, the president appointed him. Oh, well, whatever he says. Mm-hmm. Right before the break, we were talking about why do we have a divided court in the first place?
Yeah.
Let's get back to our point in just a
justice
second here.
Blind.
But why do we have a left side of the court and mm-hmm. a right side of the court? Folks, because you're falling for this.
That's right.
That's why you have a left and a right in this country.
Well, and here's the problem is it shouldn't matter what the court is because the court, like Hamilton said, he said the judiciary, from the nature of its functions, will be the least dangerous to the political
yeah,
rights of the
yeah.
people of the Constitution.
Yeah. The weakest branch, remember?
Yeah, he said the yeah. judiciary is, beyond comparison, the weakest of the three departments of power.
Now people are acting like these are gods. What did the God Supreme Court say?
So here's what happens is you have, and this is what people don't know, you can't legislate from the bench. It's not a judge's job. No more than a referee. This
That's
is the best way to
do.
Remember. That's all they do know. That's right.
Yes.
But this is the easiest way to, or the easiest way to understand it. When you have a referee in a sports game, the referee does not make the rules. He's merely in charge
That's
of
right.
enforcing the rules. Period.
Good analogy.
He can't go up and say, well, you know, I've decided that traveling now is only one step, not two. Then you're going to have anarchy on the floor. People are going to go crazy. The mob's going to say, well, if they can make up rules, then I can make up rules. The judiciary is supposed to take the rules from those that are the lawgiver, God, delegated through the people to the legislative branch of government, which is your Congress. The Congress makes a law.
Firm foundation, by the way.
That's right.
Firm foundation, not shifty, not every wind of politics
that's right.
blowing in.
And that's why the founders laid it upon the surest foundation, which is the Bible. That's where we get our Republican form of laws is from the Bible. So when the Supreme Court steps in, incidentally...
No. Stay on the point,
okay,
please.
The Supreme Court steps in and decides, well, you know what? We are going to... what would be the word? We're going to take a look at law, and we're going to decide what the law actually says and means. No. The
interpretation.
Person, yeah, we're going to interpret the law. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a better word. But what happens is the Congress has already interpreted what needed to happen in society
That's
and
right.
gave a law.
That's right.
It's already been interpreted.
The deception is that they can change it whenever they want
right.
to change it
mm-hmm.
because of the new political wind
yep.
through a new administration.
And notice this. This actually happened in our country for the good. We had, for example, Abraham Lincoln comes in and sees now the South is slave owners and the North is not slave owners. So Abraham Lincoln decides, okay, well, how can I do something because the states, I should say more of segregation in the 60s with MLK. The states in the South would not do what is right. So out of the goodness of the court system, the Supreme Court, and also Congress, we started handing out legislation that forbade what the South was doing for good reasons. We gave the Supreme Court all this power to usurp over the states who were not doing what was right. Do you see how evil comes in because men do evil? Even though it was good and it got reversed, now you have the 14th Amendment, which is the incorporation clause. It forces the states now to be subservient to federal law.
Yeah.
So now, when a state decides, you know what, I want to make abortion illegal. You're going to be criminally prosecuted in my state if you commit an abortion. Now the federal government feels that its job is to, the federal court's job, is to protect people in all 50 states. Now that's actually the state's job. Because originally the Constitution was set for our federal government to promote the general welfare for the common defense and ensure domestic tranquility. So now what's happening with Jan Brewer? The Supreme Court said it's okay for Jan Brewer to protect her state. Oh, yay, everybody says. Well, wait a second. Why did we need the Supreme Court to tell us that in the
That's
first
right.
place?
That's right.
If the federal government would have been doing its job, Jan Brewer wouldn't have needed to pass these kind of laws. You see, it all started
yeah,
with that
yeah.
source.
And here, I just want to go back to just food for thought again really quick to add on to what you're saying. Terrorism since September 11th. Your president suing a governor. We're questioning people that are crossing the border
legally
in the state of Arizona. Folks, you've been duped.
Yep.
You've been duped so bad. It's the writing is on the wall. My little kids can tell you what's right and what's wrong here.
That's right.
You have been lied to since day one.
So you get so far now that we've got four wrongs we're trying to correct with one legislation in the state. That now we consider it a victory, but we haven't gone back the two other steps that said, why did they need to do this in the first place?
Yeah.
First thing that should be done is when these people, judges, presidents alike, should be impeached immediately when they do wrong. Yeah. That's the best correction. It's not creating new legislation and then begging the Supreme Court to pass it.
No, no. Here, let me say this. George Washington said this during his farewell address, September 17, 1796. However, political parties may now and then answer popular ends. They are likely in the course of time and things to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to assert for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion. Okay, now let's get back to the point. Okay, we were talking about the little girl. That was the next in line.
Yep, this little girl was being molested by a man. Her father went
in Texas, right?
That's right.
Yep.
Her father heard her screams and went and protected his rights and the rights of his daughter and beat the man who was assaulting this girl. And, folks, he was clearly assaulting him. If you look at the evidence,
yeah, he was
naked.
Exactly. Yep.
No question. He beat this man to death.
Yeah.
So what? Never got arrested. A grand jury never indicted him. They said, oh, this guy was molesting your daughter? You beat him to death? Good. They went with cameras around the town. Guess what the town said?
Amen.
Good. What do you got coming?
Amen.
This little boy who just shot the intruder coming out?
Anybody with a bit of common sense is going to say, you don't cross them lines.
Right.
You don't need a judge to tell me what a criminal can do to a little kid, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people have left it to. Now the judge decides.
That's right.
No. God already decided. We obey God because he said, not because some judge wants to pervert what the plain law says.
That's right.
And he is right, and he's been justified, praise God for it.
You know, I was talking to a World War II veteran on this topic, and I came in and I said, did you hear about the man in Texas? He said, no, I didn't. He runs a store here in our town. And I said, yeah, this guy went and he beat this guy, and he said, wow, it's kind of shocking, because nowadays, usually you get in trouble when you do stuff like that. He said, I can remember back when they would get the noose, and they would just hang the guy in public. So he's talking about justice. Now I'm talking about...
How old is he?
At two, he's in his 80s.
Wow.
That's what he said. I remember.
I didn't know you were doing that. The 20s, 30s?
I don't know either.
Wow.
That's what he said. So, but the fact is, people would fear to do the crime.
Yep.
And we're talking about out of two witnesses.
Yeah.
Two witnesses. Not you just go beat up somebody because you think or because somebody told you.
Yeah.
But because you know for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, justice needs to be served.
Yeah. Yesterday, I watched a documentary. Love documentaries. And there was an individual that was in prison five different times. He was in Texas. His son was up on death row, and another individual is up on death row for killing a woman and two young boys. The man that was in prison five times said that the death sentence doesn't deter crime. Really? Then why are you pleading for your son? Then why? Hey, by the way, what about the three victims? Huh? We're going to talk about that when we come back for just a second. I'm going to give it back over to the other guy. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street Casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. One more shout-out, 1-877-807-9977. Yesterday I was watching a documentary. It was two young men that have been in prison for 10 years on death row. What they did is they basically walked into a lady's house, asked if they could use the telephone. She was baking cookies, took a 12-gauge, and they shot her. Because they wanted her Camaro, her red Camaro. They took the car, went around bragging about how they got the car. They said they won a lottery. And then when that didn't work because people thought it was a little fishy, they said that they killed for the car. They did is they went back to the house after they disposed of the lady's body. There was two boys at the house. They decided to kill both of them just for the fun of it because they wanted the car bad enough and they wanted to go out and cause as much trouble as they possibly could. Well, I was watching the video of them in prison yesterday. And while I was watching it, I was blown away because both of them denied it. Both of them did. And eyewitnesses said they were bragging about it. In the process of all that, they walk you through the end of the documentary only to have the individual say that he's now a Christian, you know, because he's going home.
That's right.
The man asked him, he said, so, you know, where are you going if, you know, you die here? He said, well, I'm going home either way. Isn't it amazing how everybody's a Christian when they're going to die on death row? Just listen to that atheist for a minute, if you would. I notice what they do is they take him into prison in Texas. They put him in a single cell, and they're treated like royalty for 8 hours before they die. Anything you want to eat, if we can get it for you, we'll give it to you. Just keep in mind, he just got done killing three people. And when they bring the young man out to go into the gurney to get the injection that will kill them in 15 to 20 minutes. I noticed they had a big table, and guess what was on the table before they go into the gurney friends? Just take a wild guess. Bibles. They had Bibles there to get it right before they die. Just think if them kids would have had Bibles before they committed crimes. Nobody would have died in the process. There's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains. They noticed that cars would go over one end of the cliff and they'd crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Instead of putting up stop signs or warning signs, they just let the cars go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom. Soon a concerned committee got together and they said, we need to remedy the problem. We need to fix the problem. You know what the remedy was, friends? I hope you're sitting down. They said, let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Folks, that was their remedy. Let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. After that would take place, he would go into the gurney right before he's going to die. And the families of the victims could be there to watch the execution. So they interviewed her, the daughter of the mother that was shot, the sister of the brothers that were shot. One of many was. And she said she watched him take the injection. And right before he took the injection, you know what this murderous young man did? He looked at the family and he said, I forgive you for what you do. The killer said to the family, the victim's family, I forgive you for what you do. Can I ask corruption in government, how far do you think this is going to go? Do you not see to the justice system, to when you don't magnify the laws against these crimes, bureaucracy of no bureaucracy, sooner or later it's going to catch up to you too? This is how you destroy a nation. But for this kid to have the audacity and the boldness to say, I forgive you for what you do, before he takes his injection and stands before his judge. I wonder if he would have thought about standing before his judge before he actually committed the crime. You ever ask yourself, you know, everybody lives like the devil their whole life, and then all of a sudden before they die, the pastor comes in there and gives them a false gospel and tells them everything's okay and he's going to heaven. Isn't that interesting how they, well, preacher, where were you before they committed the crimes? Mm-hmm. By then thy servant is warned. How come you didn't warn them before by the use of God's law?
So much easier just telling them when they know.
It really is.
You know?
It really is.
Less resistance.
Where's the love?
Yeah.
You know, just let's wait until they kill someone, family. Yeah. You know, and then what's interesting on top of it, Jake, friends, is that the pastor cries for the guy that's dying on the gurney. What about the family that's watching him die right now because they want satisfaction for the crime that was committed against their family? The pastor's crying for the individual. Isn't that crazy? Then they went to an individual that watched over 125 executions. They just interject them, right? They inject the serum, and then, like I said, 15 to 20 minutes, they're dead. Well, he said he would be a part of that. He was working for the penitentiary. And he just got to the point where he's seen 125 of them and he couldn't handle it anymore. And he said, I don't know what happened, but after Carla Faye, I think she axed people to death. But he said after her execution, he just couldn't deal with it anymore. He said, quote unquote, listen carefully, the state has no business taking life from anybody. Did you hear that, friends? The state has no right to execute judgment upon them that commit the act of murder. Just think about that. And then it goes over to one of the boys that was a partaker, an accomplice in the murder, that shot the woman and the two boys. His dad was in prison right across the street from him. He was in prison 5 times. For drug and alcohol. I'm sure it was more than that. His son was one that was on death row. He went to testify on the behalf of his son that killed 3 people. Young boys, too, by the way, 16 years old. And a beautiful mother. He started crying in court for his son. He never had a chance. He's 25 years old now. He's been in prison for 10 years. It's my fault. Never had a chance. Never had a chance. It's me. I'm ashamed. Apparently, you're not ashamed enough because you've been in prison 5 times. In other words, you're not sorry for the crimes that you've committed against the people. Oh, but people, please just understand, it's my son and it's not his fault. It's my fault. No, he made the choice to commit the act of murder. He's crying in court. 2 women in the court started feeling sorry for the man that was crying. And his son, that he said, please don't kill my son. Oh, folks, just keep in mind, this son killed 3 innocent people. Don't kill my son. It's not his fault. 2 women that were moved by their emotions took that young man that committed 3 murders in Texas and said he doesn't have to die for his crimes because they were moved by their emotions. That principle. Wow. You know, I'm telling you what, if you had Bibles, isn't it interesting when you go into prisons, they got Bibles all over the places? They got chaplains all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, why not put them in the schools? Well, why don't we put them in the schools rather than in the penitentiary? Will you throw out that Benjamin Rush quote for me, please, about crimes? Noah Webster has one that's similar to that. But isn't it incredible in a day that we live in and then we ask the stupid question as to what's the problem? One more thing about that particular story, the son that got off because of the women felt sorry for him. He said that the death sentence wouldn't deter anybody from committing the crime. Really? Well, then why are you crying for your son not to kill him? You should have thought about that before the fact, huh? How come we don't put things into perspective? Why do we wait for the ambulance at the bottom of the mountain instead of putting up stop signs saying don't do it because if you do, there's consequence? That's love, friends. It's not the other way around. You don't let somebody do what they want to do, go out and take 3 people out, and then sympathize for the criminal rather than the victims. And it's also interesting, throughout the documentary, it was sympathy for the devil, the criminals, and very, very little, I'm saying less than a minute, was talked about the victims. No sympathy for the victims, just the devil's agents. No getting around it.
Yep.
But that's a system that your justice system has fallen to in your country. I'm happy that there's still people in our government that obey God, because I guarantee you in Texas, it does deter crime.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it. You commit the crime in Texas, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. Something different about them folks.
Shouldn't have committed the crime.
That's right. Now, over to my point. Oh, here's what Benjamin Rush said. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, friends. He said, if we were to remove the Bible from public schools, we would be wasting so much time punishing crimes and taking so little pains to prevent them. Right on. This is one of our signers, friends. Now, can you throw that Noah Webster up real quick for me, please? I want to lay this premise before we take this quick break. But you ever think about those people that serve the devil their whole life? They do what they want to do. And then right before they die, here comes the pastor with the modern gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just tell God you're sorry.
Confess your sins.
Just tell them. No, they didn't even go that far. Because most people don't even know what sin is.
That's right.
Yeah. They think it's just missing the mark. It's not. It's transgressing the law, 1 John 3:4. It's breaking God's
moral law. Don't condemn
moral law. Yeah, don't do that. John 3:18, that men love darkness rather than the light. I mean, don't point out the fact that they're making the wrong choices before God. Because they're sick and they can't help themselves. But I want to come back right after this break, and I want to talk about people that, right before they die, everybody thinks that when they take their last breath, they're up in heaven and everything's cool. Folks, can you show me that in Scripture, please? I want to give you an analogy when we come back, and I think it's going to set the record straight. At least it'll get some thoughts going in your head that you never thought about before. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is the only radio program that I've heard where they actually walk their talk. They apply it to their lives and show real leadership. And this is the kind of stuff that America needs to hear if we're ever going to reform ourselves and give hope for our next generation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. A quote from Noah Webster, again, one of your signers, friends, said, "All the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible."
Pretty simple.
Prevention
Pretty
is better
simple.
Than cure.
Yep.
It really is.
Pretty simple.
Now let's get back over to this topic of those that live their lives the way they want to live their lives, and then right before they die, here comes the priest or the pastor coming in to assure him falsely that he's heaven-bound now. I think it was J.C. Kyle that rightly said, "Deathbed repentance is burning the candle of life in the service of the devil and then blowing the smoke into the face of God." Oh, that's awesome. I'll say that again. Deathbed repentance is burning the candle of life in the service of the devil and then blowing the smoke into the face of God. That's exactly right. And by the way, they're doing that out of fear of hell. That's not scriptural. Jesus didn't preach hellfire. Hell was the consequence of sin unrepented before God and his laws.
And it shows that they haven't accepted Christ, because this whole idea of "I'm going to show mercy to a criminal" shows you don't have any respect for Christ. This whole issue of, well, "I'm afraid of hell" shows you don't have any respect for Christ. It's all self-serving. If you respected Christ, you wouldn't have committed the crime. And when you committed the crime, you would have justified Christ, because Christ died to fulfill the law, and you would have justified justice. That thief on the cross said, "I deserve death."
Yep.
He didn't say, "Jesus, you know, I didn't have a chance. My shoelaces were tied too tight when I was a kid. You know, my mother was a harlot. You know, my father, whatever." It was, "You know what? I'm dying right now. Remember, I'm dying justly. Remember me in paradise." And there's nothing wrong with pastors, priests giving Bibles and stuff like that in death row. But the point you're making is, where in the world are they to prevent this?
That's right.
They have no respect for the sacrifice. They don't care if somebody commits crime or atrocities against the blood of Christ, the blood of our veterans, just as our politicians don't today. And then at the end, all of a sudden, they get these magical rights, not even considering. And you know what? In the worldly mind, in the worldly system, I can see where somebody would fall emotional and pray to, oh, that poor young man, he didn't have a chance growing up, and not even consider. I saw it at prayer breakfast.
Then come, let that man live at your house when he gets
out of prison. That's right. Oh, no. I remember seeing at a prayer breakfast, because this is all about judgment, and this is exactly what we're airing in this country. At a prayer breakfast, they got a woman whose daughter, I think, was in a crowd of people, and this drunk driver swerved over and, like, killed a bunch of people, just mowed them out like bowling pins. And this man went to prison for doing that. The mother came because the whole concept was forgiveness.
Yeah.
The mother came to the prayer breakfast to talk to everybody about forgiveness. And she said how she got angry one day and she wrote a letter to the man in prison who had become a Christian now. Just like the woman you're going to talk about in a minute. Became a Christian and now he wrote a letter back to her and said, you better be careful of your bitterness and holding aught. It will condemn you.
He said that to her.
He said that back to the woman whose daughter he killed.
Yep.
She gets up and she says.
He's emboldened.
Totally.
Yep.
Because, you know, he's a Christian now.
Yep.
So she gets up on the platform, this prayer breakfast, teaching all of us how to forgive and say, you know what? I was reproofed by my wife's murderer and he was right. No, my gosh.
Yeah.
No, you can't even reconcile that in yourself.
No, that's sick. That's where you're leaning into not just a reprobate mind, but a sick mind.
That's right.
It really is.
And watch that nation be turned into hell when judges take that same mentality and people accept it.
That's right. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice.
Yeah, because then what is the grounds of love is Christ paid the penalty for our sin, though we were deserving of it.
Which was a judgment to the prince of the power of the air.
And if there is no judgment, there can't be love. Because
peace.
If we never sinned, then Christ didn't need to die. It was a superfluous act that he did.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
What was that word?
Superfluous.
Oh!
It's an extra.
Like that one? Man, he thinks he's Alexander Hamilton or something here.
I'm still trying to figure out the Federalist Papers. But you're right to your point.
No, I know I am.
Without judgment, there's no such thing as love. You can't even have mercy.
No, I know. This is why you have people, by the way, because justice is left undone.
Yep.
This is why you have a new generation shooting at people without even thinking twice.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a system, a Supreme Court system, that says it's okay for the kids to shoot cops through video games,
to shoot up
schools through video games. It's encouraged. The crime is taught to the younger generation to commit the crime. And then when they commit the crime, you have the American people, what happened?
Why are they
going like
this?
What is going on here? Here, let me give you an analogy. There was a woman who killed her own child in Edinburgh back in the 1800s. This is a true story, by the way. For six weeks prior to her execution, she had priests around her that assured her of her conversion to Christ. On the day of her execution, it was raining out. As she was led to the rope to be hung to the gallows, of course. They hung her up on the wall, of course. They hung her from the gallows. And as I said, it was raining out. And just a couple minutes into it, they had to drop it because it started to rain so bad. Which isn't their usual custom. They usually let them hang there for a while. Well, they cut the rope down. They put her in the coffin and they gave her to the family. That was a custom in the day that they would bury their own families.
Yeah, not the taxpayer paying for it. It was the family.
It was the family. Yep. Good point. Okay. In process, the body was led away to be buried. The family of the murderer stopped on the way at an alehouse to have a couple drinks. They needed to be refreshed. All of a sudden, a little boy rushes in the alehouse and says, hey, I heard a noise inside of the coffin. They rushed outside, and they opened the coffin, and to their surprise, on the cart, as it was bouncing up and down, actually brought vitality back into her body again, and it revived her. That woman lived. And in the process of her living, she lived a more sinful life as they moved to a country setting where nobody would ever know that she lived and did not die. She lived a worse life before her supposed conversion that was told to her by the priest giving a false gospel to her. Now, folks, the question that I have for you is, was she really converted or was she really not converted? Because you know what they do before they get into the hospital bed. If their hearts were really God's, then why were they doing the things that they were doing before they got there? Living for the devil? Now all of a sudden heaven can't wait to get to me? No, it's just not how it works at all. The woman was 10 times worse than she was before she thought she was going to die. After the fact, when she knew she could live.
No more fear. Yeah.
Yeah. This young man, back to the Texas story, can you imagine what kind of a criminal he would have been if he'd have been let out? He's denying his crimes. He's blaming the family, saying that he forgave the family. What would have happened to that criminal? What would have happened to society at large to allow this individual to back out of an execution? I can tell you, folks, you have repeat offenders. The people that were crying for this individual's life that got the death sentence, by the way, that was just about a year ago. It was the criminals that were asking for mercy. But keep in mind, the criminals were in prison 3 and 4 and 5 times prior to that. See what your mercy teaches criminals, friends? See what the justice system's version of mercy is teaching criminals? 3 strikes and you're out. What are they teaching them? You can do it 2 times, but the 3rd time you better not do it.
Yep.
So what are they doing? They're encouraging crime.
Mm-hmm.
They're not deterring crime.
Yeah, and so if we want to debase the conversation to an emotional plea, what are you teaching kids? Now a kid gets to watch a criminal get away with crimes 2 and 3 times, and then because justice isn't served, now another kid is emboldened to go out and destroy his life. So if we want to debase it to the simple emotional plea that we're not loving society enough by giving criminals a second chance, you're actually raising up more criminals that will destroy their own lives. You hate those criminals, and you hate society. You plain and simply hate it, and you hate the sacrifice of the blood that took to establish the liberty that we have right now.
That's the element that I believe people don't understand.
That's right.
Once they see the price paid for their liberties, that's what puts the heart in them to do the right thing.
You know, you
and to magnify the laws in which they died for. Martin Luther King said this, law and order exist for the purpose of establishing justice, and when they fail in this purpose, they become the dangerously structured dams that block the flow of social progress. Let's keep that in perspective, though. Go ahead, Jake.
I was just going to say, you bring up oftentimes when you're preaching where Christ says that he will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. And then you bring in Hebrews where it talks anybody that does despite unto the blood of Christ, there's no remission for their sins. And people are like, oh, there's got to be mercy. Yep. There's got to be mercy.
You have the mercy because you have the knowledge. What did you do with the knowledge that was given unto you? Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We'll take these phone calls tomorrow. Just hang on for another 23 hours and we can work it out. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.